unusual sound there, sort of contemporary, but at the same time traditional, by the Carillons. Now we come to a song that I mentioned earlier on the programme about my mother's singing repertoire. This was one of them that she used to sing, and we used to all join in the chorus of this one. And I want to dedicate this one to any Kathleen that's listening to me. No, it's not the one you think it is. You think I'm going to play "I'll Take You Home Again, Kathleen." No, I'm not. I'm going to play Hugo Duncan's version of a song entitled "My Kathleen."
I'm in love with a charming young maiden. She's the fairest young colleen on earth. She's the gem of old Erin's fine daughters, and I know that she's Irish by birth. I met her among the green bowers. I kissed her, she liked it quite well, and she blushed like the pretty young flowers that grow on the mossy green dell. She's my Kathleen, so fair and bright, star of the evening, dark as night, through shady lanes and meadows green, I long to stroll with my Kathleen. Next summer we're going to be married, and her old folks will give her away. All the bells in the church will be ringing, and everyone happy and gay. She's my Kathleen, so fair and bright, star of the evening, dark as night, whose shady lanes and meadows. My Kathleen, I long to stroll with my Kathleen.
Now we come to another example of country and Irish, but this one is definitely country and it's definitely Irish. It's sung for us by Susan McCann, who's been singing country since Adam was a lad, and singing it very well, I hasten to add. And I like the backing on this. I like the way this is presented. Generally country sound from this. And I hope that our country music enthusiasts will enjoy this. And I hope our Irish emigrants abroad will enjoy it. This is Susan McCann's interpretation of the song "Isle of Ireland."
There's a little isle called Ireland, where fields are fresh and green. There's a village on this island, the nicest ever seen. Near this village there's a homestead, my home of childhood days. There's a boy in every story, and you know there's one. like to watch the sailboats as they glide across the bay and see again those farmers sow the seeds and cut their hay. This island has no strangers. Everybody is your friend. This little island called Ireland, I'd sure love to see it again. Where the people make a living on the land and on the sea. There are people on the island that mean the world to me. I wish I had the power to change the course of time and live again in Ireland, my home of childhood time. And
doesn't she sing that well? Susan McCann, I had the pleasure of meeting quite some years ago, and a very relaxed and genuine lady she too. Susan McCann and Isle of Ireland. Friends, I've been looking forward to playing this next track on the programme this week. If you recall, on last week's programme, I played you a track from the Burns Sisters from a new album that was sent to me by a very good friend of mine. And I promised you we'd hear more. I discovered on this album one of my favourite Irish folk songs, but it does need a little bit of explaining, so bear with me before we play the track. I have told you countless times on Sounds Irish how the famine struck Ireland in 1845, and, well, it stayed for quite some time. The people in the rural parts of Ireland, whose staple diet was potatoes, starved. Many of them starved and died by the roadside, and many more emigrated to the UK and to America and Canada. I've told you this countless times, but do remember that we are picking up new listeners each week, so I feel it's only fair to them to explain. In County Mayo, we've mentioned County Mayo early on the programme. We had a track from Daniel, did we not? In County Mayo is a lovely little village called Kilkelly. Now, remember the name Kilkelly, not to be confused with Kilkenny, which is a wonderful city. But this is Kilkelly in County Mayo. And in those days, not many of the, particularly the elderly people, could read and write. So they used to get somebody to write the letter for them. When I say write, they used to, when their children emigrated to America, and they used to want to know what was happening to the children, and the children would write back. But the older people didn't know how to write. So they would go to the local schoolmaster or the priest or the local policeman, and he would write the letters for them. Here's the story of a man who's writing his letters to his son John, who has emigrated to America because of the famine. And each letter, it takes over an interval of 10 years between each letter. And he gives all the news from home, and he gets news back. And at the very end, when the father dies, the schoolmaster writes the very last letter to John. Now, this is an amazing song, friends. I just think it tells the story so well. And the thing about the whole matter is that it was true. An American came home to Kilkelly and to Ireland to look up his ancestry. And he found a packet of these letters. And as a result of this, we have this song so beautifully sung for us here by the Burns Sisters. Listen to the words very carefully and listen to the story. In the beginning of it, there's a line that always sticks out with me. Your mother said not to work on the railroad, and you might think about coming home soon. That's the dear cry from a mother's heart for her son who's far across the sea. Listen to the Burns sisters and their interpretation of the song, Kilkelly.
Kilkelly Island, 1860, my dear and loving son John. Your good friend, the schoolmaster, Pat McNamara, so good as to write these words down. Your brothers have all gone to find work in England. The house is so lonely and sad. The crop of potatoes is sorely infected, a third to a half of them bad. Your sister Bridget and Patrick O'Donnell are going to be married in June. Your mother says not to work for the railroad and to come on home soon. Kilkelly Island, 1870, my dear and loving son John. Hello to your missus and to your four children. May they grow healthy and strong. Michael has got in a wee bit of trouble. I suppose that he never will learn. And because of the dampness, there's no turf to speak of, and now we've got nothing to burn. And Bridget is happy, you named a child for her, and now she's got six of her own. Well, you say you've found work, but you won't say what kind, or when you will be coming home. sorry I didn't write sooner to tell you that father's passed on. He was living with Bridget. They say he was cheerful and healthy right down to the end. And you should have seen him play with the grandchildren. Feisty old man, considering his life was so hard. And it's funny the way he kept talking about you. He called for you at the end. Why don't you think about coming to visit? We'd all love to see you.
You know, my good friends, that song never fails to move me. I could hear it once every hour and still it moves me. The wonderful song, Kilkelly. Wasn't it beautifully sung by the Byrne sisters? And I'm delighted to get my hands and ears on that particular album. Now, not so long ago on the programme, we played Trudy Lawler. Remember Trudy? She was singing with her mum. A Beautiful Isle of Somewhere. I came across another track by Trudy the other day, and I'm trying to get my hands on an album of hers, and I think I've been half promised an album of hers. But here, Trudy Lawler, well, I agree with what she says here. Old friends are best. But then, can I add a little rider? And new friends are doubly welcome.
Trouble and strife we'll meet in this life, and we all must go on till the end. But in good times or bad, happy or sad, there is nobody like an old friend.
Old friends are best, that's what the old folks say. When put to the test, old friends are best. They'll stand by you come what may. Oh.
what the old folks say. When put to the test, old friends are best. You'll be my old friend someday. When put to the test, old friends are best. We'll all be old friends someday.
I didn't realise a couple of weeks ago, well, maybe a bit more than a couple of weeks ago, I played Richie Remo, and I didn't realise how popular he was amongst my Sounds Irish listeners. And they said, two emails I got said, Joe, could we hear more of Richie Remo? Now, Richie plays fiddle, and I think he plays another instrument as well. He also sings. He does what I call Irish Cajun. We've spoken a lot about Irish country and Irish and various things, but I think Richie is the nearest thing to Irish Cajun music. And for those people who requested more Richie Remo, here's his version of Love of Life, and it's recorded live, so it mightn't be technically brilliant, but have a listen to this.
As a boy, I had a dream to be a singer in a country band. I always went along to the weekly dance, and I prayed to God that I'd get my chance. Then one day my chance did come, I grabbed it with both hands. You see what's for you, walk by you, don't make any plans. 'Cause I'm loving life and I'm loving what I do. I'm loving life and I'm so in love with you. And I won't take anything for granted. And I won't never let you down. 'Cause I'm loving life and I'm loving what I do. Loving what I do. My laughs and shed some tears. I've kissed some girls and broke some hearts, drove fast cars and left my marks. Now each night when I get on the stage, you just look my way. You light up my heart and make me smile, knowing that you're there. 'Cause I'm loving life and I'm loving what I do. 'Cause I'm loving life and I'm so in love with you. What I do, loving.
we're continuing in that country and Irish vein because we have Louise Morrissey, who's a regular performer on Sounds Irish. And I know a lot of our listeners love Louise Morrissey. Now, if I say to you Tipperary, you think of It's a Long Way Too. Well, Louise Morrissey is not quite like that. She's got Tipperary on her mind.
Welcome here tonight. I was just thinking about home, and I could use some company, all right. Sometimes it's hard to be alone. Well, you may say I live a memory that I might seek and never find. Maybe that is how it's meant to be, but I have something on my mind. I'm living here in New York City now, and I get lonesome now and then. I'm dreaming one day life will carry me to Tipperary once again. Dream gets stronger with each passing day, for love of what I left behind. These city lights won't dim the memory of Tipperary on my mind. Strangers pass you by. There is no place on earth like home, sweet home. And out of sight's not out of mind. I'm living here in New York City now, and I get lonesome now and then. I'm dreaming one day life will of what I left behind. These city lights won't dim the memory of Tipperary on my mind. These city lights won't dim the memory of Tipperary on my mind.
Louise Morrissey there, and Tipperary on my mind. Now, just before we go, friends, I'm trying to organise a very special programme for St. Patrick's Day. And that's, you don't mean to tell you what date that is, but it just happens that it's the day itself is on the Tuesday, which is the day when we put out the first edition of Sounds Irish. So if there is a special track that you might like to hear on St. Patrick's Day itself, feel free to drop me an email, and may, if I haven't got it, I'll certainly go looking for it. What I had in mind was something we did some time before on the programme, and that was to do a musical tour of Ireland on St. Patrick's Day. And I might do just that, play a song from all the 32 counties of Ireland on St. Patrick's Day. Now, if you have a song about your county that you would like to hear, well, drop me an email and I'd be only too delighted to do it for you. Now, I have had to leave out some emails for this week due to time constraints, but I will include them on next week's programme. That includes an email from Frank, there's an email from Sue, And there are two emails from two separate Johns. So I fit them in to next week's programme, please God. Friends, I hope you've enjoyed the programme. I've enjoyed it immensely. And don't forget the email address. That's joebollard2@aircom.net. J-O-E-B-O-L-L-A-R-D and a figure 2 at aircom. Don't forget, I remind you about the spelling of it, EIRCOM.net, and put the words Sounds Irish in the subject line. Also, you can join me on Facebook if you so wish, I'd be delighted. And, of course, there's Twitter, Joe Bloggs in Bray, J-O-E-B-L-O-G-G-S-I-N-B-R-A-Y, all in lowercase, and become one of my followers. I think I left you with this little poem last week, did I not? If I didn't, I meant to. There are tall ships, there are small ships, all ships that sail the sea. But the best ships are the friendships between my listeners and me. Friends, may good God bless you and yours and me and mine. Take good care of yourselves and of one another. And until we're together again with Sounds Irish next week, this is Joe Ballard saying, God bless you, travel safely, slán, bye.